Welcome back to Nate Night, ladies and gentlemen. I am your host, Nate Butchley. You can follow me on Instagram at @not_Nate_Butchley. I hope everybody has enjoyed their summer and their weekend. I know I haven't done one of these in a while. But yeah, I'm finally getting back at it. So school's starting back up, and so is Nate Night. So let's get into it. So for this week's fact, or interesting fact, we're gonna go with this one. So did you know that Costco sells enough toilet paper per year to wrap around the world 1,200 times? And that's about a billion rolls of toilet paper. I mean, honestly, I 100% believe it, because I probably use like half of that just by myself. Not my family, just by myself. But yeah, I mean, that's crazy just to think about it. Because, I mean, like, think about it. Like, in COVID, whenever nobody could get toilet paper, like, I don't know. That's just kind of crazy. This just takes me back to, like, original COVID, when nobody even knew what was going on. And we thought it was just a couple weeks for a break from school. But now look at it. Okay, so we're going to go through the week. You know, this week we got football camp. Helping out there, and then I had birthday dinner because it was my girlfriend's birthday. Happy birthday, Alyssa. And yeah, so we went to Sushi Bomb. If you've never been there, highly recommend it. It's all you can eat sushi. It's crazy. I mean, I think it's like $30 a person, and you could just hammer sushi. And I mean, like, it's not even sushi, just sushi. Like, you can get all sorts of, like, appetizers and sides. And I mean, her brother doesn't like sushi. He got chicken nuggets and some soggy fries. Don't get the fries, they looked kind of soggy. But they also have these things called crab rangoons. I definitely recommend those. So for the today in history, I was just looking through, like, I was going for today, but I saw this one for a couple days ago, and I thought that would be way cooler. So this one's for August 20. So today's August 23rd, but this one's for August 21st. So August 21st, 1911, the Mona Lisa was stolen from a museum in Paris by one of the employees by the name of Vincenzo Perugia. And I think I pronounced that right. Probably not. But surprisingly, he had it for 2 years before he was put in jail. Which, I mean, think about it. Like, you don't realize that for 2 years that something that, like, valuable is missing. Like, I mean, I just don't get it, personally. But, all right, so we're going to move on to the next section. We're going to go with my top song of the week. This one is... it's called Good Time by Alan Jackson. Or. I actually have two. First one's Good Time by Alan Jackson. It's a good one. Probably heard it on TikTok, but it's actually a really good song. And then the second one is Money for Nothing by Dire Straits. Awesome song. Awesome guitar riff. I play guitar, and that one's a really, really, really fun one to play. So, if you've never listened to it, I would absolutely go listen to it. So, I've added something new. So, I think what I'm going to kind of start doing is putting in, like, little quotes of the week, kind of, and motivational stuff. Because I think one of the most, I know this is all fun and stuff, but I think one of the most important things in life is always to keep your head up. And, you know, no matter how hard things may seem, like, there's always light at the end of the tunnel. And, you know, even if that tunnel's really, really, really long, there's still that light there. And there's always an end. And it's always a good end. Always a good end. There's always something good on the other side, you know? So, my quote for this week is, we cannot direct the wind, but we can adjust the sales. So kind of going along the lines of like, no, it's kind of different. The first thing, like, that was just like, I like telling people that because it's a really good thing to know and to hear about and to talk about, you know, because it's so important that you just keep going. Like, you know what? Not that quote. Scratch that quote. This quote, this week's quote is keep swinging. One of my favorite quotes and mottos of all time. Keep swinging has stuck with me for my entire life. And from the time that I was sick as a baby until now, it's always been my thing. You always keep swinging, you know? And keep your head up, you know? Because, I mean, yeah, it'll be, life's a bumpy ride, but, you know, you get there. You'll get there. You'll get to where you want to be as long as you, you know, keep going and believe in yourself, most importantly, because you are basically, no, not basically, you are your greatest enemy when it comes to that. Because you can't tell yourself, I can't do this, or I'm too tired to do this, or I don't feel like it. But, I mean, what you really got to tell yourself is, like, I will do it, instead of I can't. Say, there's no, like, I'll try to do it. There's, I will do it. You know, you get up and do it, you know, no matter how hard it is, you just go for it, and it, I mean, most of the time, it'll be good. You know, sometimes it's not good, but, you know, that's what the whole keep swinging thing is with. Always keep swinging, you know. So, that's my quote for this week, and that's my little message for this week. So, on to my my Instagram questions for this week. Let me just go grab my phone and let's pull these up. Gotta go into the pictures. All right. So, wrong thing. Okay. So, first question is, what is one of my goals in life? One of my goals in life, hold on. Let's think about it. One of my goals in life is to do something along the lines of working on or racing cars, you know. I always had a passion for that, and I think it's a really cool thing. Like, I don't know. Like, I work on lawnmowers in my shed and whatnot, but, like, that's just something I do. It's fun. But, like, one of my main goals in life is, like, to do something, like, with that and kind of achieve my goal. So, yeah, that's my main goal in life. So, all right, next one. So that one was from Alyssa. Next one is from Kelson. Let's see. Would you rather have $5 million in cash right now or 50% off anything you buy forever? Well, it depends because, I mean, $5 million can get you a lot. But then think about it. Say you want to buy a $1 million car. Say you want to buy a car that's $1 million, right? But it's 50% off. I mean, think about it like this. I mean, yeah, $500,000 is still a lot, but I mean, it's not a million. But then, like, that lasts forever, but the $5 million doesn't. I don't know. That's actually a really good one. He always has good questions. But I'm going to have to go with the 50% off anything I buy forever. Okay. And then, oh, wait, let's see. I have another question. How cool is your oldest sister? My oldest sister is the coolest ever. Her name's Jen. She had a baby in March to my niece. And, or she, my niece was born. That's what I'm trying to say. I have a niece now. Her name is Ivy Ray. She's the cutest thing ever. And yeah, so she's like the coolest. She's always been one of my number one fans. She's always been like, she's always been there to cheer me on. She's always been there for me, and I really appreciate her. And yeah. So, and then I have one last question, and this one comes from my good old friend Chenzo. Let's go find this. All right. Oh, this is another good one. What got you into filming / photography? So, for the filming part of it, honestly, most of you know me, but if you don't, my dad's a varsity football coach, and I help out with his team. I do the video work. I do practice video work. I write stuff down. I really just help out any way they need me, but especially in the videoing aspect of it. But yeah, that's really how I got into videoing. And I mean, technically say it, his name's Ethan Mooney. He's the one who did the video stuff before me. And so like whenever I was little, right, probably second grade, I was just running around on the sidelines and games and stuff. But then in third grade, I really took an interest in like, oh, that's cool, you know, like seeing him set up all this stuff and doing all the video. I was just kind of like, so for those probably for third grade, I'd say I just kind of went with him. Not really like, I mean, yeah, I helped out, but I really just kind of watched and learned how it's done. And then kind of took that over once he graduated. And then, yeah, so that's where I am now. And then, so for the photography part of it, my brother got me into it because he's a photographer. He was a Marine for 8 years, and then he was a cop, and then now he works at a brewery in North Carolina and does their media stuff, and he does like all sorts of stuff with photography and videography. Follow him on Instagram too. His Instagram, City2CMedia. I'm trying to think actually. So I went down there probably three years ago, maybe four. Before I took some pictures, I used my sister's camera and just kind of, like, I was like, oh, yeah, that's cool. And, like, just kind of learned about it and all that. And then I went down to my brother's and we went around and he, like, really showed me, like, the ways of, like, how it went. And, like, that really sparked a huge interest for me. And yeah, it's if you're creative, and or even if you're not creative, you know, it's, you don't have to be creative for it. You don't have to be great at it. It's fun. It's just something to do for fun, you know. I mean, yeah, I'd like to think that I'm pretty creative, but nobody's perfect. But it's really, really fun, and it's really stress relieving, and it's a great thing to do whenever you're bored or you want to pick up a new hobby, or really just if you just want to try something new. It's really, really cool, and I absolutely recommend it. Okay, so for today's Reddit story, all right, Ooh, not Reddit. Let's see. Where do we get this from? Global News. So, for today's story, it is about a U.S. murder suspect calling the cops to complain about cold fries. And he got arrested and taken back to jail. So, here it is. So, a Georgia man who called police to complain about his cold French fries quickly found himself back in jail when police realized he was wanted on an outstanding warrant related to a murder case. The Atlanta Journal-Constitution reports that Antoine Sims called 911 to complain that staff at McDonald's in, Kennesaw, Georgia, refused to fix his fast food order and asked him to leave the restaurant after a confrontation. When officers responded to the call, they heard both Sims and a staff member share their sides of the story. However, body cam footage captured by police and shared with the Journal-Constitution shows Sims get visibly nervous when asked to come back inside the restaurant and sign an acknowledgement of the events. He is heard asking if he's under arrest. So, that's very different. I don't know how you could be that stupid. But, hold on 1 second. There's more to the article. If you just hold on, if you would just give me a moment, I'll be right back. Also, here's a thing that I would love for everybody to help me out with. Just give me feedback on anything that you want to see in this podcast. You know, I'm really open for anything. I just want to make it fun for everybody else, and like, I want to make it interesting. And I hope that everybody does enjoy listening. And like I said, I'm always just looking for ways to make it better. And yeah, so we're gonna pull this up real quick. Okay, so there's actually more to this article. I didn't see the rest of it. Okay, so more under ad. However, body cam footage captured by police and shared with the Journal-Constitution, so Sims get visibly nervous when asked to come back inside the restaurant and sign an acknowledgement of the events. He is heard asking if he's under arrest. He said, "No, I'm afraid of y'all. I just did 3 years," he says. One of the officers tells Sims he'll help him walk through the paperwork. I know how to fill it out, Sims responded. "Am I under arrest?" "Yes, you are," the officer answers. "I called the police," Sims shouts back. "Well, you shouldn't do that if you have a warrant," the officer said. From there, Sims can be seen sprinting away from the scene as police followed in pursuit, reports Fox 5 Atlanta. One of the officers searched Sims' last name in the police database and saw there was a warrant out for his arrest. According to WSB-TV in Atlanta, Sims faces murder charges for the 2018 death of a woman found in a burning car, but was a no-show at the court date. According to Charlotte Observer, Sims was one of three people charged in connection with the murder after he allegedly drove the dead woman to a nearby subdivision and lit the car on fire. And yeah, according to Fox 5, Sims was out on a $275,000 bond issued in February and was supposed to enter a final plea on July 26th, but never show up. He was wearing a monitoring cuff on his ankle at the time of his arrest. So, basically, he's a complete idiot. I mean, although I do get it, you know, if your fries are cold, I mean, also, if your fries are cold, just order another thing of fries. But, yeah, that's not too bright, but, yeah, so I'll be wrapping it up pretty soon here. I like to keep them kind of short but sweet. like I said, please, please, please give me any sort of feedback. You know, I'll put some out on my Instagram story. Message me, text me, DM me, whatever. I hope everybody enjoyed tonight, and I hope everybody has. I know everybody's starting school, so I hope everybody has a great school year. And have a good night, everybody. I'll see you next episode.